gospel of our Saviour Christ according to St. John, chapter 20, beginning at verse 19.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house of where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails on my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and through believing you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
And may I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Please do grab a seat. Well, yes, hello. For those who I've never met before, which is a great deal of you, my name's Colin, and I'm from just probably 5 minutes down the road in Holy Trinity Rathmines, and part of the clergy team there. And lovely to be here preaching today. I'm pretty new to the Church of Ireland, I must say, having only joined the Church of Ireland in January 2023, and my wife Rebecca is also ordained. So our poor kids are in for a rough ride growing up with Reverend Mum and Reverend Dad. But we're really loving ministry here at Dublin and in Rathmines. And thank you for the invite to preach today. It's lovely to be here. And what a story to have to preach on as well. Doubting Thomas. It's an absolute classic, that one that has shaped many of us, I'm sure, and one that is always there. Comes back around time and time again. But I want to start with a story of back in February 2021. And this is a story of a girl who's called Rachel Kennedy, who at the time, she was a business student at university in Brighton. And at the time, the Euro Millions lottery was huge. The jackpot at the time was an eye-watering 182 million euros. Just think what you could do with 182 million. And so Rachel and her boyfriend Liam, they set up a recurring ticket purchase for every week. They said, "We're going to go in big on this, and we're just going to set up to recur this purchase every week to play their numbers 6, 12, 22, 29, 33, 6, and of course the bonus ball, number 11. And so it turned out that they were good numbers, because only 5 weeks after setting up the recurring ticket purchase, their numbers came in. They matched all 7 winning numbers to win the 182 million euro jackpot. And so Rachel checked her national lottery account, and the words "winning match" were displayed on the account. And so immediately she called her boyfriend and her mother. She needed to celebrate what had just happened. And she says this. She says, "I called my boyfriend Liam and my mum into the room, and they couldn't believe it." Can you imagine the pandemonium in the room? Just won 182 million euros. What a life-changing moment. And she says this, so I was like, oh my goodness, I need to call the lottery now to claim this. There's no time to waste. I need to call them right now. So she calls the lottery people, and this is what she says, and I quote, I called the number thinking that I had won 182 million euros. And they said, yes, you've got the right numbers, but there's a problem. You didn't have the funds in your account for the recurring ticket. And so the ticket purchase didn't actually go through that week. Just let that sink in for a moment. The direct debit hadn't gone out of her account. It turns out that her ticket purchase, it didn't go through because the broke student that she was, she had £2.50 left in her bank account at the end of the week. And the winning ticket didn't go through. So she hung up the phone, absolutely devastated. And in the wake of this couple's nightmare, Camelot Group, who are the operator of the UK National Lottery, they responded to her devastating predicament. And a spokesperson for the company simply said, we're aware of Rachel's story, and we hope she gets in early to buy a ticket for the next big draw, before wishing her the best of luck in future draws. I mean, talk about washing your hands of any problems. Like, yeah, we see it happen, but get in early next time. Absolutely brutal. Brutal. But talk about missing out on the opportunity of a lifetime. 182 million euros. And today in our gospel reading, just for a moment, put yourself in Thomas's shoes. Jesus has just appeared to the disciples, the risen Jesus, and you've missed it. Verse 24, but Thomas, who is called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. I mean, that is pretty unlucky. Who knows where Thomas was at the time? Verse 25, so the other disciples told him, we have seen the Lord. We have seen the risen Jesus. He's just appeared to us in the room. Their world has just been turned upside down. Can you imagine Thomas's devastation? It's like, what do you mean you saw the risen Lord Jesus? Like, missing out on the lottery is one thing, but missing out on your Lord and Savior who you've just seen crucified, the poor guy. And understandably, you know, I think he can't quite come to terms with what has just happened. Verse 25, you know, he says, unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, put my finger in the mark of the nails and put my hand in his side, I won't believe. And I think we often read this and understand it as doubt. Oh, doubting Thomas, you know, he hasn't got the faith. But I wonder if it's actually more accurately grief. If it's shock in the moment. It's like, what do you mean I've missed him? What do you mean I've missed him? I've missed the risen Lord Jesus. It looks like Thomas has missed his chance. His decision to be elsewhere, wherever that was, the cost him meeting the risen Jesus. He's missed out on what could have been, and I wonder how many of us can relate. Feeling like we've missed out on bits of life, missed out on purpose, potentially, missed out on potential, missed out on an opportunity. That feeling that maybe for any number of reasons, we've missed out on what God might have for us, on what God might be inviting us into. Mistakes, fear, poor judgment, doubt, grief, loss, right? The list goes on. These feelings can be pretty hard to live with. Those feelings of what if? What if Thomas had been in the room? What if I hadn't made that mistake? What if I hadn't said that? What if? And so Thomas stands there, missing out on Jesus. What if I was there? But it's not the end of the story, is it? A week later, Jesus returns to the room again. And he returns for the one who missed out. He returned for Thomas. And in that moment, he knows exactly what Thomas needs. He says straight away, put your finger here. put it in my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Don't doubt, but believe. I think the persistence of Jesus for Thomas is the most beautiful picture of what he does for us time and time again. He didn't have to return for Thomas, but he does. He goes back for the one, the lost sheep. It's a beautiful picture of the parable in reality. And Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus redeems his despair in this moment. He redeems his doubt in this moment. And he turns it into wholehearted worship, devotion, commitment. Any feelings of missing out are gone a long time ago with this encounter of the risen Jesus. And so in the middle of the joys and the grief of life, the Lord knows what we need. He knows what you need. His love and his kindness is so persistent towards us. I bet you if Thomas had missed him again, Jesus had come back the following week into the room again until Thomas was back there. So I think the invitation from this passage is to bring your disappointments. Bring those what if moments that linger in our lives. Bring your doubt. Bring your questions to the risen Lord Jesus and let him show you his hands. Let him show you his side again. And let him do what he does best to redeem and to restore our weakness, our pain, our fears for his glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen.